find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Otto sitting in for John Statmiller on this Wednesday, April 11th, 2007. This is the National Intelligence Report. We are here tonight to take a bite out of this New World Order. And if we don't, this New World Order is going to take a bite out of us. Well, I think you know from the amount of taxes you pay right now that they have taken a bite out of you. And you know what from what you get of from all your tax dollars, that it is precious. There really does this. Evil conspiracy literally runs the world. It pulls the political strings from behind the scenes, and you know people who believe that this could not be possible because the newspapers and television would have informed us. Well, I want to excerpt a little paragraph from a speech by President John F. Kennedy. Now, this is the second paragraph of a speech. In the first paragraph, he gives his admonition against secret societies. I quote JFK. He said, "We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised." And President Kennedy should have heeded his own words there. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. Or it wasn't long afterwards that he was silenced, and it was for this very reason. Well, in addition, he threatened to keep the CIA to the four winds if they didn't get out of the drug trafficking. He also brought out treasury notes which circumvented the banks making their obscene profits. And it was just 10 days before his assassination that he spoke at Columbia University from a second street balcony. And I got to tell you, Columbia no denies that he was ever on their list. But there was a time, 10 days before his assassination, he was up there. And said, "The grace of the president is being used to foment a plot, his work, against the American people's freedom. And before I leave office, I tend to tell them, to inform them."
In the United States, it is now estimated that 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because financial problems, mostly from credit card debt. Approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, Norton Educational Services is here to help regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the DEF Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The AES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integrityoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and solar efficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. The simple system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any family out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free loads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional percent off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bulls Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the activities available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Dress.
For Real Talk Radio, you're listening to the National Intel Report. Your host, John Stadtmiller.
Sitting in for John Stadtmiller tonight. We've just covered a part of a speech by JFK, and he talks about the great monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. The kind of rhetoric that gets him in trouble and caused him to be assassinated out in Masonic Dealey Square in Texas. Now, we also heard from the Senate in the Iran-Contra hearings, in which we find out from Senator Inouye that they were talking about something that they called secret government, a parallel government, and my very favorite, the shadow government. That shadow government is most applicable for those who have conspired with Satan to rule us and run us. There was Senator Inouye that pointed out they had, in this shadow government, they had their own army, their own navy, their own treasury, their own air force. But anyway, we became quite angry with Congressman Jacks when he started asking Ollie North questions about whether or not they really truly planned to suspend the Constitution. Senator Inouye wanted him to say that kind of information for executive meeting because, and Brooks pressed, he wanted to find out more about that. And he told him why he thought it was important. And Senator Inouye became more excited and more agitated. Now, those who know that something is drastically wrong and will search diligently will find the culprit comprised a large satanic cult that only pretends to be. Anything less than a stringently diligent search probably lead to the wrong conclusion, that is, that the Hebrew demons of the Old Testament are guilty. Now, a secondary objective, innermost circle of false Jews or pseudo-Jews, is the total annihilation of the real Hebrew children, and it would be hypocritical to call them anti-Semitic. The programs of a century ago, trial run, Hitler's Nazi regime was a serious effort, and the third wave of the Holocaust plan for soon the Christians and Jews are pitted against Islamic forces in World War III. And at that critical time, the perpetrators plan to blame all the evil of the world on the real Jews in order to manipulate the Christians into changing sides and joining the Muslims in genocide against the Jews. And if that propaganda were too successful, nearly everyone would be against the real Hebrews in a real cost. We're going to take calls this evening, and we've got one on the line here right now. Those who want to call in may do so at 1-800-318-9443. We've got some Texas. Jump yes, right sir. Into it, would you please, Morris?
Yes, sir. Mr. Otto, you're my brother in Yahweh. I just really do appreciate your spiritual contact with this and the message, this world order. I call it the world order, not the new world order. There's nothing new about it.
No, it's hundreds of years old.
And I really want to thank personally John Staten Miller of Republic Broadcasting, all the people that work for him, you. I feel like we're family. And the main reason I called in was just to say that I thank y'all. And I know y'all don't need may not even want it, but I so connect with you. I feel like family.
Well, thank you. I'm a real kinship, a brotherhood with the Christian patriots. And
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
But anyway, do you remember the name of the gentleman that was supposed to take over security, and he died the same day that he took his first day at work? He worked for the federal government.
You talking about at the World Trade Center?
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't know his name. That was his first day. Do you recall who it was headed to get the World Trade Center up until that day?
It wasn't one of the Bushes brothers.
It was Marvin Bush.
Marvin Bush, yes. I believe it was like a FBI personnel, director of FBI or somebody like that. They found him.
He was part of the security for the federal government. He was squeezed out, and he got this job to die and shut his mouth.
Yeah, he thought that he had got, you know, a great opportunity. And I guess that's really the only thing that I would say. I know that Piper mentioned, you know, we had talked before, and he had said, you know, you could work for the Mossad and know it. And the only thing that I wanted to share on the program this evening was the fact that we need to separate emotions from spirituality. You know, they're separate paradigms. We live by faith, not by feelings. And that's really the only thing that I wanted to express today. And at least get 1611 King James Bible. Research the scriptures, and you can never go wrong with the word of our Creator.
Say that again.
Well, you can never go wrong following the word of our Creator.
Sure can.
And
remember too that His name is Yahweh.
Exactly.
His title is God. God means superior being, and so it certainly applies to the supreme being. But
yes, sir.
It is His name that is holy.
Thank you, brother. That's all
Thank you,
I
Morris.
Really
appreciate
have to
your
share.
Call. Have a good
okay.
day, buddy.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would ask that when you call in, that you jump right into the fray here with important information about the New World Order, whatever it is you want to talk about. That was very kind of, but we don't want it as a valuable radio time for strokes. It's important we stick right to the subject matter. Do all that we can to take a shot at New World Order. Now, we were talking about these pseudo-Jews at Caesarea, and their intent to annihilate the real Hebrew children. Now, they would like to have us wage war against the real Jews in a real Holocaust. And the masses have never been informed of the plans of these conspirators because they own the international banking and insurance syndicate. That round robin syndicate in turn owns the newspapers, the television, and Hollywood, as well as most of the national governments in the world and nearly all the industry. And the few who are aware of this plot mistakenly believe that it is a Jewish conspiracy because many leaders have Jewish sounding names. Others who note the plethora of Jewish sounding names in the highest pinnacles of TV, publishing, government, financing, marketing, industry, medicine, law, etc., build up resentment for the backlash that will coincide with World War III. And the final wave of this Holocaust, as I said before, is aimed at the real Hebrew children and Aryans in general. Now, we'd like to tell you who these people, these conspirators, really are, where they come from, how they nearly accomplished their goal of world government, and the unseemly game plan for the future. It starts at around 500 A.D. when a subset of the Turkish Huns were expelled from Turkey for being despicably evil. Participation by nearly everyone in Turkey was needed for the rout, but animosity was a great motivating force. This sect of the Tatars was called Khazars. And after being driven out of Turkey, some fled to the west and became gypsies. And those who went east with their king, who was called a Chagan, settled in between the Caspian and Black Seas in what is known as the steppes of Russia, and areas north of there to the Caucasus Mountains. Their capital city, Attil, was located at the mouth of the Volga, at the Volga River, and due to their fierce and vengeful nature, they soon dominated an area in excess of 800,000 square miles, easily conquering the relatively peaceful agrarian Slavs that were already there. Approximately 2.5 centuries later, their monarch, called a Chagan, came under pressure to take sides in the contention between Islamic and Christian factions that were growing around him. And to avoid offending either, King Bulan opted for a politically...
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
271, and the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Welcome back to the Intelligence Report. This is Jack Otto sitting in for John Stattmiller on this Wednesday, April 11th, 2007. We were talking about the Khazar warriors that pretended to embrace Judaism. And it happened in 741 A.D. when he felt a great deal of pressure to take sides in the contention between Islamic and Eastern Orthodox Christian factions that were growing up around him. And what he did was he called in all the religious leaders of the area to get their input and then decreed Judaism the official language for his 20 million people. Now, it was done to avoid offending either the Christians or the Islam, Muslims. Now, he had 20 million people under his domain at the time, and that included 4,000 nobility. Those Khazars who had fled to the west, to Bulgaria and Hungary and Romania, some 200 years earlier, did not pursue the Jewish role and became the gypsy that roamed and ripped so ruthlessly. Of these new converts, and I have to put that in quotation mark, to Judaism, had no written language and little science. So the Semitic Hebrews taught them much. And these Khazars used the Hebrew alphabet or the phonics to codify their Khazarian language. Now, many words were incorporated from other languages, primarily Germanic, to form the Yiddish language. And due to the common use of the Hebrew alphabet, Yiddish appears to be Hebrew, but it is not. And much of their incorporated language was German because many youths were sent to school there. See, the Aryans were needed for their sciences, but hated due to the threat they posed to conquest. The Aryans had always been formidable foes to the Khazarian adventure. Anti-Aryanism precipitated the misnomer anti-Semitism. It is the Christian Aryans, as well as the real Semitic Hebrews, that are slated for extinction by these false Jews. Even when the acceptance of a religion is less than genuine, those who wish to fake it must study it to successfully charade. And in the course of studying their new religion, these Khazars came across a character in Hebrew writings with whom they could truly identify. It was Lucifer, the morning light, that fell from heaven and became Satan, our adversary, the prince of darkness. And they formed a secret society within Judaism dedicated to Satan. And this paralleled these people's existing religion, the worship of a Salic demon god of evil. There are three major classifications of Jews in this world. First, they are the true Semitic people from the Middle East. They have similar appearance to other Semites, the Arabs. The Falasha are black Jews of Africa who have preserved some of the tradition as the genetic material became virtually African. And the third segment is this Ashkenazi or Eastern European Jews who ensued from the Khazars and became a false diaspora that comprises approximately 92% of those who claim to be Jews. I want to say that not all these Ashkenazi Jews are dedicated to the satanic movement. Their philosophy, as well as their genetic material, has been diluted over time, and today there are many upstanding Ashkenazi who worship the God of good and this Jew, the evil Satan. However, there is a hard core of evil at the very center of those who say they speak for the Jews, and part of their game plans is to see that all real Old Testament Hebrews are annihilated. And much of the base of movement against that force of evil comes from members within the sect who abhor evil and have spoken out against it, oftentimes at great personal expense. But those who find it difficult to believe that such could exist in secret need to turn to the New Testament and read Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. Most of our founding fathers belonged to secret societies like the Masons without knowing who was behind the organization. So they unwittingly raised money for these pseudo-Jews, not realizing that the proceeds were going to causes they would not wittingly support. Some mistakenly blamed the real Hebrew children for the deeds of false Jews who only masquerade as servants of the God of good. They do not serve the Creator. They serve Satan. Now, there's an important reference in the last book of the Bible, in Revelation, in the 9th verse of both the 2nd and 3rd chapter. We find reference to, quote, those who say they are Jews and are not. And the segments are worth quoting. In 2:9, it says, I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. And it says in Revelation 3:9, I quote, Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back to the National Intelligence Report. This is Jack Otto sitting in for John Stattmiller. We've been talking about the false Jews and their plans to foment World War III. And we ought to take a step back and look at the formulation of one of their organizations, one called the Illuminati. It was commissioned by Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, who went by the name of Rothschild. Each of his five sons came into the family business at the age of 12 and was later sent out to gain control of the banking institutions of the world. Nathan went to London at the age of 21 and quickly proved himself to be shrewd. Jacob, who went by the name of James, went to Paris to bank. Solomon went to Vienna. Kalman, who called himself Carl, went to Amsterdam. And Amschel Jr. stayed in Frankfurt. This was the seed of international banking. It was Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, a.k.a. Rothschild, who said, I quote, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its law," end of quote. You see, he knew whoever issued paper money would have enough to buy politicians and finance the careers of those sympathetic and likely to remain loyal. His version of the golden rule must have been, he who has the gold makes the rule. And it was on the occasion of a party that Rothschild boasted, "I care not what puppet is placed upon the throne of England to rule the empire on which the sun never sets. The man that controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the British money supply." End of quote. He generated enough wealth to gain that control through international banking. The gold was transferred by paperwork from one Rothschild bank to another in foreign lands, thereby avoiding the risk of physically transporting gold on the high seas. Now, one of his fundraising projects consisted of having thugs kidnap German men to be sold to Great Britain as warrior slaves through the House of Hesse Castle. William the Ninth was the landgrave of Hesse Castle, and he inherited one of the largest private fortunes in all of Europe when his father passed on in 1785. It is estimated to have been more than 12.5 billion ounces of gold. After the battle with Napoleon on June 6th of 1806, Wilhelm IX, the Elector of Hesse Castle, had to flee to Denmark for safety. And he left 150,000 ounces of gold and some very important papers. Say that again? Well, he left important papers with Rothschild, who was able to successfully hide the sum with Napoleon's soldiers by concealing it in wine casks. And it was kept safe until the Elector's return in 1814. This made Rothschild indispensable to Wilhelm IX. And from his fiduciary position, Rothschild was able to embezzle much of that fortune, which became the base of his financial empire. We got a call from Colorado. I didn't catch the gentleman's name.
Hi, this is Rita in Colorado.
Oh, it was Rita. Okay.
Hi. I wanted to talk about what you were saying about the people who call themselves Jews and are not. And I think what we need to kind of put that in modern context is with what we've got really are the people who call themselves Christians and are not. And if you go to the RBN website, there's a link called News Uncovered. And if you scroll down there toward the bottom, there's a link that in a story about Bush being banned from the birthplace of Jesus Christ. George Bush and Tony Blair are forever banned from the Church of the Nativity. You know, a lot of people don't really understand that. But, you know, what we really have going on are these leaders who call themselves Christian and are not. And so that, you know, and also that kind of puts into context the Ashkenazi, because they were, you know, they could not call themselves Orthodox Christians. So they
I think you've been Orthodox Jews.
Yeah. So when we read the Bible, that was back when there were Jews and there weren't Christians. So now there are Christians. You know, I think when you talk also about the tribe of Judah, you know, there are people who kept their faith and descended from the tribe of Judah. And, you know, I think a lot of them are called Christians nowadays. Don't you think so, Jack?
Well, sometimes this is a complicated issue, and it's been deliberately complicated. Simply, in the Old Testament era, there were 12 Hebrew tribes. The 10 northern tribes were called the House of Israel. The two southern tribes were called Benjamin and Judah. Now, we say Judah today, but it was only for the last couple of hundred years that the J had a just sound to it. It was pronounced more like a Y. And until that time, those from the House of Judah came from an area called Judea, or more properly, Judea. And it was from this line that the Messiah, whose proper name is Yeshua, not Jesus. Jesus means son of Zeus, Jesus, son of Zeus. So those who followed the Messiah became known as Christians, although, again, that's not a proper term. We have to be careful that we don't let them confuse us with the redefinition of words. And we see that there's always this work at making this paradigm shift.
Right. But I see also kind of played in the media, in what we're kind of up against, is we see problems, you know, and it's also related to the motive for 911. You know, we get close to stories talking about, you know, who these people are, what is their motive, and then, you know, immediately there will be a whole lot of stories obfuscating, getting to the point of what that's about. And it's a lot about what is the point about why are the Ashkenazis not Orthodox Christians? You know, why are we calling the Saxe-Coburg Gothas, who call themselves Windsors, the new Ashkenazis now? Because when you understand some parts about the scripture, there are just basic choices that people make. And these choices determine the flock that they're in. It's not always just descending from a bloodline. It's the choices people make.
Yes, and sometimes they've made some pretty bad choices, especially
right.
when they decide to align themselves with the forces of evil. Now, you were talking about the people from who call themselves Windsor, which would be the Queen of England today, who actually are Saxe-Coburg Gotha. When one of the Illuminati couriers, a guy by the name of Lance, who had been a Christian evangelist, he actually abandoned God, left his service, and joined up with the forces of evil, the Illuminati. And he was acting as a courier going from Frankfurt, Germany to Silesia and Paris to take Illuminati materials there to help foment the revolution there that they conducted, not under the name of Illuminati, but under a different name called the Jacobins. They always conceal themselves behind a front organization and a front enterprise.
It's just, that's part of the whole monolithic religious complex, also connected to the Church of Rome and the Dominicans. Some people say that's an order of the Dominicans.
Yes, and when this courier was struck by lightning, the materials on his possession were passed up the chain of command to the Elector of Bavaria, who staged simultaneous raids on not only Adam Weishaupt, but many of his friends in the Illuminati organization. And it was at that time that Adam Weishaupt fled to the Elector of Saxe-Gotha. And it was because that irreverent duke put him up that he was rewarded with the monarchy in Great Britain and became the Windsors, when they're really the Saxe-Coburg Gotha. Now, they're married to, the queen is married to a guy whose real name is not Philip. It was Sonderburg, Glucksberg, Holstein. No, Schleswig, Holstein, Sonderburg, Glucksberg. It's a big mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we have to understand that these people are all elements of these false Jews. Did you have anything else, Rita?
Well, I also, just to put it in perspective, I think we can look back at the 20th century and see all these wars. And it was always these same people on both sides. And so they had it fixed so whoever was going to win, it would be in that false Jewish house that it would end up. You know, even though it looked like, well, we still have Christians, look, well, not really, you know.
Well, really, not in the high places, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's all them. Well, thank you very much for your call, Rita.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Good show.
Now, it was right after World War One, continuing on what Rita just brought up here. Well, it's actually before World War One. It was right after the Napoleonic Wars that the big shots for Baron Rothschild, I guess he wasn't really a baron at that time, tried to bring together the dignitaries of the world in the Congress of Vienna. And it was their notion that more was brought about by national fervor. And that if we had a world forum in which people could discuss things, we could survive and transcend war. But it was the Tsar of Russia that had remembered about these texts that were published by the Elector of Bavaria. And this Elector of Bavaria had warned about their game plan to bring about world government. And the Tsar started quoting about that, and he was the one that was personally responsible for shooting down their efforts to bring about world government at that time. And it angered Rothschild, and he swore at that time that he or his family would one day destroy the entire Romanov family. And we see that that's exactly what was accomplished in October 17th of the year 1917. Now, going back to what I was talking about before Rita came in, about the Rothschilds and the Rothschilds and the early startings of the Illuminati. And I wanted to mention that the slave trade had been nearly as important to the Rothschilds as was banking usury. And it was in the year 1787 that they sold 12,000 Germans to the King of England for a price of 80,000 pounds sterling. Such a slave-gathering operation is not always successful, and occasionally a victim would escape and tell about the experience. And as a consequence, word leaked out, to some of the people anyway. As rumors of the deed spread, Rothschild became feared and hated. These were the same Hessian mercenaries that were used by King George to fight against the American colonists. Eventually, many of the Hessian warrior slaves defected to the American Revolutionary camps, and others just dissolved into the great, wide-open wilderness of the West. And it is this forced importation of German slaves is part of why that is the largest ethnic population in America today. Now, Rothschild recruited a man named Adam Weishaupt, who was born one of these Ashkenazi Jews. Now, Ashkenaz was one of the grandsons of Noah's sons. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And this was the grandson of Japheth, son of Gomer. And so when they talk about themselves being Ashkenazi Jews, they're talking about themselves being Asiatic Jews. The real Jews are Semites. And Semite is a term for Caucasian, meaning Shemites. It is now modernly referred to as a language group, but nevertheless, that is the point. Now, Weishaupt had friends in the French court who practiced the black art and infant sacrifice. Now, this professor Weishaupt decided to obtain copies of black magic books like the Kabbalah and the Greater Key of Solomon and the Lesser Key of Solomon. And Rothschild heard of his interest and approached him with copies of these rare texts, plus some others like the Book of Shadows and Necronomicon. And it was from there that their relationship was cemented, and Weishaupt was enlisted by Rothschild to write what became the Protocols of the Meeting of the Learned Elders of Zion, and to institute a Bavarian branch of a secret organization called the Illuminati. The Illuminati is comprised of 9 degrees. They are preparation, novice, Minerval, Illuminatus Minor, Freemason, Precipitous, or Presbyter, Regent, Bagus, and Rex. Now, this sect of the Illuminati mirrored predecessor organizations of similar bent. Some examples are the Alumbrados. That was the Illuminati of Spain that was formed by Ignatius of Loyola in 1520. And that organization, the Alumbrados, the Illuminati of Spain.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the Illuminati, and we mentioned specifically here, just before the break, the Alumbrados. That's the Illuminati of Spain, formed in 1520 by Ignatius Loyola. Now, they changed their name to Jesuits and infiltrated the Catholic Church and took that over. Then there was another Illuminati organization called the Rite of Swedenborg. That's the Illuminati of Stockholm that was formed in 1721 A.D. And then, of course, there was the Supreme Council and Grand Orient de la France. The Illuminati of France, formed in 1725 A.D., and passed themselves off as the Jacobins. Then there was the Illuminati of Evian in 1760 A.D., and the Bavarian branch soon outstripped the others in size and importance. The only real big one is the Jesuits, who now have complete control of the Catholic Church. It was helped commence recruiting members from the Masonic Lodge Theodore in Munich, and recruits required to give detailed autobiographies with emphasis laundry and closet skeletons so that they could be blackmailed to stay in line. Only those people who were vulnerable to critical blackmail are elevated to positions of authority within the Illuminati. And the assassins policed the membership. Their favorite tool of execution was and still is poison. And I think they now have respect for nuclear toxicity and germ warfare. We've got a caller, Brian from New York. Jump right into it.
Hi there. I'm looking for some written material that can back up the facts about the Ashkenazi Jews and the separation and linking it to the conspiracy.
Well, there's lots of material. You have to do some digging. There's not many places where it's all assembled in one spot. I have compiled much of this information, and I've sent it to John Stadtmiller. He's going to publish the book entitled World War III, but I think he's been hit enough recently that it set him back financially, and he's going to have to step back and catch his breath here before he can press on.
Okay. Well, is there somewhere you can point me that will help with the biblical part?
The biblical part, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, those who say they are Jews and are not. They don't mention Ashkenazi. This was formed in 741 A.D., so Revelation was written in about 100 years after the passing of our and resurrection of our Messiah. So that's not going to be in the Bible, but it is predicted in the Bible when it mentions those who say they are Jews and are not. Now, there's a text written by a guy named Arthur Koestler called The 13th Tribe, in which he talks about these Ashkenazi and how they pretended to embrace Judaism. He mentions early 700s. I give you the exact date, 741 A.D. I do have much of this information, but I only have it on CD right now. If you want it, I could send it to you. Send me a letter to my post office box.
Okay.
Jack Otto, OTTO, post office box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127.
Okay.
I have assembled this. It's not in one spot. I have probably a couple hundred books in my bibliography. So it's not all, I can't send you to